Isabel met an enormous bear. Isabel didn't care. The bear was hungry, the bear was ravenous. The bear's big mouth was cruel and cavernous. The bear said, "Isabel, glad to meet you. How do, Isabel? Now I'll eat you." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She washed her hands and straightened her hair up, and Isabel quietly ate the bear up. Once in a night as black as pitch, Isabel met a wicked old witch. The witch's face was cross and wrinkled, and the witch's gums with teeth were sprinkled. "Ho, ho, Isabel," the old witch crowed, "I'll turn you into an ugly toad." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She showed no rage, she showed no rancor, but she turned the witch into milk and drank her. Isabel met a hideous giant. Isabel continued self-reliant. The giant was hairy, the giant was horrid. He had one eye in the middle of his forehead. "Good morning, Isabel," the giant said. "I'll grind your bones to make my bread." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She nibbled on the zyrak that she always fed off, and when it was gone, she cut the giant's head off. Isabel met a troublesome doctor. He punched and poked till it really shocked her. The doctor's talk was of coughs and chills, and the doctor's satchel bulged with pills. The doctor said, "Unto Isabel, swallow this, it will make you well." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She took those pills from the pill concoctor, and Isabel calmly cured the doctor.